Rise FM. Azishe.
It is Mpumalanga's Rise FM as we continue to play you Mpumalanga's best music. We are in the third and final hour of the Rise FM lunch with Ms. K. Now, we're doing Exploring Mpumalanga, right? And I'm hoping, Gutsi, we do have Judith on the line from Kruger Shalati, the train lodge, to talk to us about this one. I think we had a bit of a connection problem when I was trying to get a hold of her, and I hope she can hear me. Judith, are you there? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for picking up. I think we're having a bit of a connection problem, and I couldn't hear you, but I could hear that you picked up. Welcome to Rise FM, and thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get to the actual conversation that I'd like for us to talk about, which, of course, is the Kruger Shalati Train Lodge, I want us to maybe quickly speak about the cyclone that is coming. I heard on the news that the preparations are in place. How is it going on your side?
Yeah, well, it's very hot in Skukuza at the moment. No sign of the cyclone yet, but we obviously know that it's making landfall in Mozambique. We are busy doing all of our prep work, basically battening down the hatches and putting emergency plans in place, reviewing our emergency plans, which we have already determined prior to opening, and just making sure everything is ready should there be a massive flood or anything. But, you know, we're preparing as best as we can, like all of our colleagues in the lodge and tourism industry.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, you know, because you do need the tourists to come through, but you also need to make sure that they are safe. Let's get into our conversation. This is very exciting for me. That is the Kruger Shalati, the train lodge. What is it?
Well, Kruger Shalati, where does one start? it's definitely one of a kind. It's a train hotel. It's stationary inside the Kruger National Park. So we have quite a few unique selling points in the fact that we sit on top of that river. So you look down on it as opposed to looking at the river from next to it. And you really have this unique experience of staying in a train on a bridge where all tourism to Kruger National Park started in the 1920s when the trains would come in. So we're really reliving that original story, but with a contemporary interpretation, with all the luxury comforts. The rooms are sizable and very comfortable. It's not a little compartment like one is used to a train. And because it's permanently positioned, we could play with, you know, the size, take the inner walkway out and those kind of elements that make the room a lot more comfortable.
Just reading up about it, you want to be there. I mean, it talks of the glass-walled large train rooms, which allow, you know, for infinite views along the length of the majestic Serbi River, which is high above the riverbanks. Now, let's also talk about other activities that are on offer there.
Sure. Look, I always like to say I'm a foodie person, so the food in its own is an experience always. So we really pride ourselves on the quality of the food, that it's very high-end and really thought through. And then, of course, your game drives. We offer two game drives a day to our visitors. And then, of course, we can arrange the external activities such as our walking safaris with a rifled guide. And there's golf close by. There's the spa close by. We can also offer in-room massages if anybody would like to have that set up. That's not a problem. And, of course, our swimming pool deck that is elevated over the river with that overhanging swimming pool is one of the big features of the property, and people are absolutely loving it.
Sounds like luxury, I tell you. There's also a mention of elephants which greet the guests. Do we get to have any elephant rides, or these are not those kinds of elephants?
No, we don't do any animal interaction with that. The elephants that greet our guests are the ones who roam completely wild and free. It's just that they pass through underneath every day. They are most definitely not tame elephants. They are the wild ones. And they just live in the area. So they come down, they pass through along with the buffalo. Our guests about a week ago saw some leopards. So, you know, your experience might be different every time you come. because you just don't know what kind of animals are going to be coming down to drink.
Yeah. All right. So my programs manager asked me to ask you what is a silly question, but I'm going to ask you because he said to ask you, what would happen if there was a train that needed to pass those tracks? Where the train is?
It's actually a brilliant question.
Yeah.
So the trains could come in between 1921 and 1973.
Oh, wow.
But thereafter, they actually stopped all train rides coming in, and they lifted all the tracks which run through the Kruger National Park.
Uh-huh.
It is physically not possible for a train to come past. It's
all
not
right.
an operating line. It has been closed down since the 1970s. So there's absolutely no chance of a train coming.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm actually going to organize with my producer to bring me there, because nothing feels as good as classic and luxury. And this is what I'm picking up from all of this. And I'm hoping other people that are listening right now would want to experience this, because this is one of a kind. Thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon to chat to us. We really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend.
Thank you so much.
Righty. That was Judith Bunt from Kruger Shalati, and she was talking to us about the train lodge. Oh, my heaven. Just, uphumule nje nasibodi kancane uhamba uyo. Shayela moya endaweni eziso. Nangikhuluma, Thande kuyangibuka, so I think she'll organize something. Teddy Pendergrass, this is Rise FM.